I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The baseball season is way too long.
The game is way too slow.
It's so boring to watch.
Shut up. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
Swing and a long drive, deep to right.
Covering all things baseball.
Going, going.
The big leagues.
Going, going.
And the MLB to Portland.
Goodbye. He has done it. He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch on 1080.
Bang, zoom, go the fireworks.
The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner, for it must be a Wednesday, and goodness gracious, it's great to be back, because it's always a Wednesday.
We have not had a very consistent summer schedule this year.
We're struggling, Mike.
And Joe is out today again, so the consistency continues to wane. And next week, we have an hour show only, so...
Be after dark?
It will, maybe. I mean, we're in the summer.
We're getting close to Hot Corner after dark.
Let's not get over our skis here.
Maybe I'm
it's
just
still
really,
blue at like 9:45 p.m.
Maybe I'm just really excited for some Hot Corner after dark.
Rest in peace, Chris Berman. He's not dead, by the way. I am not excited for that because that means the summer ends. I like the shows when they're after dark, but I really enjoy how beautiful it is out right now.
But from a baseball perspective,
that means we're going to be in the playoffs.
That means we in real deal Holyfield stuff.
Yes.
Every time I think about real deal Holyfield.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
That's where it really happens.
Okay.
That's where it really happens. It's the truth. That's when it happens.
It is the truth.
Like, it's August. You know how many people, like, all the haters of baseball, all they ever want to say during August is... Oh, there's nothing going on. Baseball's boring. August,
when's
I'm like,
football?
August, I'm just kind of like, I don't know. This is when you start separating the real deals from the fake deals.
People always say the dog days of summer in baseball. I get it, right?
For sure.
But I never feel like there's a dog day of summer in baseball for me, super baseball fan. July and August are still awesome because baseball's on every day.
I know.
I don't, except for the stupid All-Star break. And get multiple days off.
Gosh, I hate you.
But I love baseball.
Why don't you
baseball.
Put it at the end of the season when nobody cares?
I love baseball every single day. There's no dog days of summer for me. I mean, I've continued to watch baseball every single day since the season has started. I've probably missed a couple of days here and there from traveling and stuff, but or like we were in no, even in Canada. We went to Canada last weekend. That's where I was last Wednesday. We went to Victoria, Canada. Actually, I was in Seattle on Wednesday, technically. And we were sitting in the house. We had gone out for part of the day. We had gone back to the house we had rented to kind of just relax for 15, 20 minutes before moving on with our vacation day. There's Wi-Fi in the house. I put MLB TV app on and I watched the Yankee game.
Damn right you did.
And then my nephew was like, you watching the Yankees beat up on the Blue Jays? They went, hell yeah, I am. And then he was like, can I watch? I was like, yep. You're a Twins fan, but maybe I'll make you a Yankees fan.
Two things. The dog days of summer for me are May and June. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're just figuring stuff out. I'll watch a game here and
there. Oh, right, because it's early season, so nothing matters as
much.
You
get really excited in April, you watch, and then about mid-May, you're kind of like, all right, everyone's kind of figuring stuff out, and June's kind of figuring stuff out. And then July, August to me is like, ooh, hey.
Let's go. There have been a lot of headlines and tweets and stuff about various teams like, was that the nail in the coffin for this team? Or, oh, is this team finally for real and they're finally coming into their own at the right time? This is August.
Well, I'll tell you what. In August, they're...
As Sean Rothstein will tweet, this is March. No, this is August.
In August, one thing I love about August is I'm going to go out on a limb. The Royals are 43-77. They're not for real.
Well, they are really bad.
Yeah, they're not for real.
Yes.
I know that.
They are for really bad.
The Tigers, super bad.
I think they are the worst team in baseball.
They are?
Yeah.
Oof. Oof, Mike, talk dirty to me.
The Orioles are like three games better than that.
God, I love it when you talk dirty to me. The Tigers are the worst team in baseball.
Hey. Shades of, what was that, 2004?
Three. 03, 04, something like that. Oh, man. Oh, man.
How many games did they win that year? 49?
They lost 116, I believe.
Well, I can't do math that quickly, but they've got 36 wins right now.
It would end in a six. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, man. God, I love it when the Tigers are bad. Yeah. So that's great. This ain't the dog days of summer. No, we go. I was at rafting on ye old Descahoodies, also known as Deschutes. And there was a crazy storm on a night in the sense where, like, people's tent poles snapped and their whole thing flooded. And I did not bring a tent, so I was just kicking it in the truck, drinking a beer, listening to some Sam Cooke, and decided, you know, well, this sucks. I'm going to drive into town and go to the bar. And I went to the bar, and lo and behold, they were showing extended highlights of the Indians Twins. And I was like, yeah, baby, let's do this. And I got all excited.
Yeah, my brother-in-law is a huge Twins fan, and the Poor entire guy. Weekend he was... He was following that series and getting more agitated and then less agitated and then more agitated. Yeah, their bullpen's not very good.
Yeah, did he get to a point where he was like, man, I'm a Twins fan. We suck.
He had a post on social media where he went, guys, let's just all enjoy the ride, okay? Before the season, nobody said that the Twins would be in first place in the AL Central, even fighting with the Cleveland Indians, so let's just enjoy this. Meanwhile, I feel like in the back of his head, he's screaming, oh, Lane is gone.
And us Indians.
Where did it go?
And us Indians fans were like, oh, this is it. We're done. Trade Frankie now. Get everything we can. Wait a sec. Are we in first place? Not now.
No,
currently,
not,
but
not currently.
But hey, we ain't 11 games back.
You're only
so.
A half game back right now?
Half game back, baby.
Guess who you roll into this weekend?
Who? Oh, this is our struggle. So we had to play the Red Sox, and then we have the Yankees, and then I think we have the Astros. And so our late August is brutal.
Four-game series against the Yanks starting tomorrow. So.
Well, I don't want to get too much in because we might get into some Indians a little bit later. I'm just
setting up our rivalry that will begin tomorrow for 4 days. Now, there's no shows during it, but next week we'll probably talk about whatever happened.
Mike, you know what the real rivalry is? The ALDS. The Indians are winning the Central.
Yeah.
The Yankees are winning the East.
Yeah, but if the Yankees have the best record in the AL, they'll be not playing the Indians.
That's not going to happen.
Better right now.
Well, Mike, I got a couple words for you.
Baltimore Orioles.
Zach Greinke. When Houston got Zach Greinke, I was like, no, no, this is going to be terrible. We're so screwed. Everybody run for the hills. Wait a sec.
Run to the hills.
Wait a sec. And at the time we were the wild card with no hope of the Central. And I was like, wait a sec. All of a sudden, we might win the Central. Come on, Yankees. Come on, Astros. Astros, keep winning games. Yankees, I want you to lose every game possible.
So far, that hasn't happened.
I know. Well, you get the Orioles.
No more. The Orioles are done.
The Orioles are done. They're officially dead.
Well, they've been dead since like April.
Dude, they've been dead since like August of last year.
Yeah, true. Great point.
They traded Manny Machado and we were like, ooh, goodbye, Baltimore.
And it has come to fruition.
It has come to fruition. I wish Joe Fisher were here, but he's not. Whatever. It's you and me, Mike. We'll do this bad boy. We'll get it on. I hope it gets dark. That doesn't look like it's going to happen.
No, it's beautiful out
it
right
It looks
now.
Like 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, and it's just gorgeous out, and it's hot, and everybody's excited. Oakley doakley. Well, we got a cool show for you guys tonight. A lot to get to. There's some teams that have been streaking, you know, Mets, Indians. We'll check in on the Bravos. We'll check in on all these kind of teams. Josh Hader's struggling right now. There's so much stuff to get into with baseball, especially since we've been gone for a couple weeks. We'll get into all of that. Mike also got an interesting article Well, speaking of the Baltimore Orioles.
Not an article, just a tweet.
Just a tweet. Speaking of the Baltimore Orioles, we might get into that as well. Who would have thought we'd be talking about the Baltimore Orioles in August? But I like where Mike's brain is, so we'll get to that. You can text on the Better You Today text line at 55305. That bad boy lets you interact with us throughout the entire show. You can also find us on social media. You can find me at pdiddy085 on Instagram. You can find Mike at MikeLynch27 on Twitter. You can also, I was going to say Joe, but Joe's gone. Yeah, why not? Tweet at Joe Fish 3, F-I-S-C-H 3. Tell him he's a lazy slacker and his Orioles suck. So you can do that. Also, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, as always on Thursdays, we launch the Beers on Us podcast. We'll drop tomorrow around 4 o'clock. We have literally no idea what we're going to do. We'll figure that
right
out.
Right before the show, we said, when do you want to do this tomorrow?
Yeah, we were like, meh. We'll figure it out. It'll be great, I promise. So you'll get that. You can also follow that on Instagram at Beers on Us. Okay, when we get back, I want to start with, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but the hottest team in baseball. We'll go to Queens, New York, and check in on those guys, and we'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
717 here, Portland sports leader. Don't you forget it. Live from the poop-filled Willamette. This is Harrison Lynch. We do this bad boy every single Wednesday night. Welcome on in. First things first, what would go through your brain if I told you a month ago that the hottest team slash scariest team in baseball is the New York Mets?
Scariest? I don't know about that. Hottest, yes. I would have been shocked. I would have been floored.
Scary? I think this team is scary.
Look, we'll talk about this. I'm sure this is the crux of the segment. Do you believe in the Mets? No, I do not believe in the Mets.
Well, here's the thing. I believe in Pete Alonso. You know I believe in Pete Alonso.
You have a man crush on Pete Alonso.
Giant man crush on Pete Alonso. And you know I think the best pitcher in baseball is Jacob DeGrom.
I do. You yes. are obsessed with Jacob DeGrom. Why aren't you a Mets fan?
Because...
Because you like winning. Got it.
Yeah. No, to be a Mets fan would mean that I would have to double down on being an Indians fan, and I'm not interested in that. I love Pete Alonso. I love Jacob DeGrom. Jeff McNeil.
Just got hurt.
We'll get into that in a minute. And Syndergaard and Stroman. Zach Wheeler. Steven Matz. Looks great on paper.
You're just saying names at this point. You had me at Alonso and DeGrom, and now you're just saying names.
Now you're like, does this guy actually watch baseball? Because those names aren't that cool anymore.
I mean, Syndergaard's been pitching better, but he has not had a great season.
Well, the fact remains is that over the last 20 games, they've lost like two.
Yes.
And I am really interested in how this plays out. They're currently playing the Braves right now in a 1-0 game. It's mid-game, but it's 1-0. And the Braves are leading that division by 5.5. I'm not expecting the Mets to catch up or the Nationals to catch up or the Braves to slip. That's not what I'm talking about. But all of a sudden, this team that looks like they have zero direction.
The Mets are 9 games back of the Braves.
They're about to fire Mickey Callaway. They're about to trade Noah Syndergaard and Edwin Diaz. They look like the dumpster fire of Major League Baseball. And then all of a sudden they rattle off these wins. You know, they sit 2 games back from the wild card.
I'm gonna hate to break it to you here, Patrick.
What?
So here's where the streak started, right? I'm gonna go ahead and say Tuesday, July 23rd is when the streak began.
Okay.
Before that, they lost 3 of 4 to the Giants in the previous series.
Giants were hot at the time?
Yep.
I'm listening.
Here are the teams that they have played in their hot stretch. The San Diego Padres.
Decent.
But not good.
Decent. I would say of teams that are decent good and decent bad, I would say Padres are decent good.
1, 2, or 3 against the Padres. The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Ooh, yikes.
Really bad.
Great closer.
Swept them. The Chicago White Sox, Pretty bad.
A lot of young kids.
But bad.
Yeah, bad.
The Pirates again for 3 games.
Ooh, dang. Double up.
4 games against the Miami Marlins.
Well, you know, Jeets. It's Jeets, man.
And then they got the Nationals and Braves. Now, they took 2 of 3 from the Nats, so the hot streak now has a little bit more validity.
Right.
They lost the first game to the Braves and are losing again today. A lot of this hot streak was they were playing really bad teams. And there are things about the Mets that you can like, right? Pete Alonso, the masher, Jeff McNeil, unhurt, is a really, really solid hitter at the top of the lineup. The pitching staff on paper looks great, although it's way more inconsistent in reality, except for DeGrom. And to me, this was maybe not to the extreme that it happened, but with this set of teams that they were playing, it was bound for them to play better. I mean, the Pirates are awful.
Yeah, they're bad. And well, the Pirates are really good. Their best players just play for other teams.
Yeah, and the other good players they have are all hurt. The Marlins are even worse than the Pirates.
Marlins are pretty bad.
And so it's like you see these teams coming up on the schedule and you're like, oh, the Mets should win some of these games. They probably played pretty well. Now, they played better than we all thought they would, but I'd like to see this continue before I say I believe that the Mets are a true team that's going to be in the wild card hunt. Now, 2 of 3 from the Nats was a good start, but if they, lose tonight, that's 3 straight losses. And all of a sudden I'm going, are we sure? Are we sure the Mets are for real, or were they just taking advantage of an easy spot in their schedule?
But I guess what I'm wondering is, are those easy spots in the schedule not the time to kind of figure it out, build some momentum, and feel good and feel confident at the plate and feel confident on the mound and instill a culture? Because that's kind of what they did. Is then all of a sudden, you know, I'm seeing Pete Alonso hit a home run to tie the game in the 8th inning, and he crosses home plate, and he's fist bumping and Mark McGwire and people like they're in the wild card game, like they're in the ALDS, the NLDS, and they're like, we got this, we can do this. I just wonder, is that not happening at the right time?
Of course it is. We didn't mention Michael Conforto having a career year this year for the Mets as well.
Not for my fantasy team, but yeah, he's great.
Go Biebs. 261, 25 homers, 60-plus RBIs.
He's batting 261, and you just said he's having a career year?
Well, in terms of impact hits
and stuff. What is he, Bryce Harper?
In terms of impact hits, he's been having a really good year for the Mets, and he's been hot in this streak with them. Of course, your point is valid. This is a great time to get confident at the plate, but let me continue to see it against good teams to believe it. If you are a true playoff team, in my eyes, you have to be good against the other good teams in baseball, or else you're going to get destroyed once you get to the playoffs. You can't just ride the coattails of the bad teams on your schedule and make the playoffs and then hope to, I don't know, whoever it is in the National League wildcard game, play them and win that game. And if they get a great performance from DeGrom and they line it up right, and then all of a sudden, guess who you're playing? The Dodgers. Are the Mets good enough to not get killed by the Dodgers in 3 games? No, they're not. So I will believe it if they continue to beat good teams, if they can parlay this into winning against good teams. But I need to see it to believe it. After the series against Atlanta, they got the Royals, another easy part of the schedule.
Help you out.
Then you got Indians, Braves, Cubs, Phillies, Nationals, Phillies.
Ooh,
back to back.
Ooh,
that is
the
stretch that I want to see them play well in for me to say, okay, fine, I believe in you, Mets. Go make the playoffs and make some noise, because those teams are good enough teams where I can say, okay, they're beating good teams now. I'm not willing to give them the benefit of the doubt yet. I'm not.
Okay.
Because first of all, they're the Mets and they always screw it up. And second of all, it was against an easy part of the schedule.
I will say this then. Let me ask this for comparison. A team that has wildly underperformed, that is basically floating around the same grounds, are you going to give more credit or more hope to the Phillies than the Mets? Or do you think that this Mets team has just had a bad schedule? If I told you, you got the Phillies or the Mets, they're both sitting a game and a half, 2 games back from the wild card. The Phillies, who have been a team that have massively underperformed, that were the talk of the town. They got the Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto and Gene Segura and Reese that pitching Hoskins staff. And Reese Hoskins is
McCutcheon before he got hurt.
Reese Hoskins is going to have a blow up year, and he's batting 165 since July 10th. Which team do you feel better about?
I would say the Mets because of the starting rotation.
I think that's what I'm saying.
But that's fine. All I'm saying is prove it. So far, to me, this is not proving it. This is doing what was expected, slightly better, but what was expected with the schedule put in front of you. That's all I'm saying. Just prove it to me.
Steven Matz.
I'm not writing them off for good. Just prove it to me in the next four or five series and say, okay, you're for real. And yeah, I mean, the Phillies, I like the comparison to the Phillies because they're in the same division in a similar spot.
Mm-hmm.
Although Charlie Manuel just got hired again to be the hitting coach, and all of a sudden they put up 10-plus runs in his first game. But was it his first game? Maybe his second game.
You know me. I love Charlie Manuel.
Well, who doesn't? But maybe Mets fans don't. But they're not that good either. The Phillies are – their pitching staff's not great. Their bullpen's had issues all year. I mean, the Phillies are what they are. They're disappointing. I would pick the Mets over them. But Mets Nationals? I'm going to pick the Nats. Pitching staff at the top? Even, as long as Scherzer's healthy, and they hit better than the Mets do.
Steven Matz right now has started this game tonight against Dallas Keuchel. And Dallas Keuchel's throwing a gem of a game, and it's 1-0 in the seventh. The Mets lose this game, I'm not willing to sit here and say, oh, Mets can't beat a good team. Losing 1-0, Braves are throwing their ace. I mean, Keuchel's got to be their ace, right?
Sure. And he's not really pitching like one yet, but today he is.
And Steven Matz is their fourth, and they're in a one-run game?
He's like a bullpen guy who's back into the rotation now.
They're in a 1-0 game in the seventh?
Yeah, but Patrick, one game is not going to say yes or no for any team at any point in the season unless it's the last game of the year and they need to win to make the playoffs.
I understand that.
It's just watch the trend now. That's all I'm saying. That's why I gave you a four or five series list. In 3 weeks, let's look at the Mets and say, are the Mets for real?
Damn,
that's
bro.
All I'm saying.
Damn, bro. You're a Met hater, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I love that pause.
I am a Mets hater.
That's it. I think they suck.
I am taking off my Met hate hat to objectively look at this.
Well, that's fine. They got a runner on first. They're in the seventh. In fact, that runner on first is Steven Matz.
My parents always say, why don't you root for the Mets? I'm like, because they're the Mets. What do you mean, why don't I root for the Mets?
You're like, Mom, shut up. Shut up. 27 titles, Ma. Stop it, Mom.
They're all Yankees fans. It's Mom. Just, they're like, oh, we like when the Mets do well. Why?
Mom.
It's a rivalry.
Mom. All right, when we come back, I want to ask Mike, who apparently doesn't like any team playing well right now, unless you're the Dodgers or the Yankees. I'm just joking.
Dude, the Dodgers are really good.
No, they're not. They'll lose in the World Series again, like they always do. They're like the Buffalo Bills, man.
Well, hey, they'll make the World Series again, though, and that'll be a feat.
Yeah. I love winning pennants and not titles. It's so great. All right, when we come back, I do want to ask Mike about another team that is technically the best team in baseball since early June, and I want to know how Michael feels, you know, Mr. Poo-Poo over there, how he feels. Could this team be for real, for they have played some easy teams that are now in a fight with some other teams. I want to see how that goes. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan, but first, there's Mike with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back into the Hot Corner. It's been a couple weeks off for Mike and I, so Playing catch up. Mets now lead the Braves 2-1.
Oh, what happened?
With Pete Alonso at the dish. The catcher for the Braves. Who's the catcher for the Braves?
Tyler Flowers?
Yeah, there you go. He took a bat to the face. Alonso's a jerk.
He's bleeding.
If that was AJ Pierzynski, he'd be fighting someone right now. It's actually a really cool moment. Pete Alonso swung, noticed he hit him, turned around, was like, oh my God, are you okay? You know why? Because Pete Alonso, good guy.
Most baseball players would do the same thing, but yes, he's probably a good guy.
Home run derby champion.
Home run derby champion.
Just want you to know.
That was a J.D. Davis two-run single.
Cool.
For the Mets.
Never heard of him. I feel like they're...
He's hitting 310, so you might need to pay attention.
With like, what, 100 at-bats?
I'm going to find that out for you.
Got to dig deep through the dark web to know who...
No, 283.
Oh, wow. Look out.
183 more than you guessed, so he's kind of having a pretty good season.
I know, I'm just being a jerk. Another team that's been playing really well, in fact, the best team in baseball since June 1st would be, drum roll please. That is incorrect. Would be my Cleveland Indians.
Hey, you guys have been on fire. What is it, like 42-19 since the start of June? Is that right? I feel like I saw that
somewhere.
Something
like that, dude. We are killing it. Of course, we can't beat the Red Sox, but that's whatever. I'm curious, and I want to flip this the same way we just talked about the Mets.
You can't beat the team that's probably finally out of it.
I know. Those guys, watching Red Sox games, it's like really sad because they're like,
Their lineup is still really good.
They like show up to games like they're in first place in the East. They're like, we're the Red Sox. We're totally better than everyone. And it's like, you know, you're like 30 games out of first place in the East, right? They're like, no, we're not. We're in the wild card hunt. It's like, well, you know, you're like 7.5 games out. But I'm curious if, you know, if we're talking about the Mets and how they've had a surge of recent, the Indians have had a surge not of recent, but through June, July, and now into August. Is that a team to be feared? Because they were down 11 games behind the Twins. Is this Indians are finally playing to their potential that we thought they would when we all predicted them to win the Central, or are the Twins taking a step back?
It's probably a little bit of both. I mean, the Indians were better than 11 games back, but had injury issues. Some of their good pitchers weren't pitching very well. Still actually have injury issues. But honestly, I haven't dug too deep into how the length of that streak, the 42-19 or whatever it is that got them back into first. I've actually paid more attention to the Twins because, well, some of my family is big Twins fans, so they post about it on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So on the Twins side, because I have a little bit more knowledge about that, is their pitching is just bad. Mm-hmm. They've got not a lot of great starters, and their bullpen is horrific. And they tried to address it at the deadline. They brought in Sergio Romo, who, shocker, blew the game today. And then they brought in Sam Dyson from the Rangers, who in his first game blew the save and then went on the IL immediately after that.
Came off today, but yeah.
He was hiding an injury from the Rangers when they did the trade, and the Twins didn't know that. So some of it's been them not playing quite as well. But, I mean, I just think the Indians played back to the level we expected them to. I think the Indians were playing really poorly to start the year, to the point where you even said you thought they kind of sucked. You thought the Indians just weren't very good. Probably Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez was playing like crap, and since the streak has started, I mean, what is he hitting now? Like 270?
Yeah.
I mean, he was hitting like 160, and then since
it was pretty bad.
Since June, he's hitting like 305, which is what we expect from Jose Ramirez, but that's not enough to get his average back up. We can double check it here when we're done talking, but I think the Indians are just playing back to the level we expected them to. They are the best team in the AL Central, or I guess debatably, they are one of the two best teams in the AL Central. The Twins just hit home run after home run after home run. It's insane. But they just weren't playing good enough. So
yeah,
here we are.
I think what it is for the Indians, if I look at it, is I think the bats finally woke up. The pitching has always been solid. The bullpen, not world beaters, but Brad Hand is a you know, all-star level quality closer. Shane Bieber, Mike Clevinger finally got healthy. But
Sam Dyson from the Giants, by the way, not the Rangers.
The Giants.
My mistake. Thank you, text line. He played for the Rangers before the Giants.
Frankie Lindor is now batting .303. I think that's a big one. Carlos Santana batting a .287. I've never seen Carlos Santana bat .287.
He's also hitting with a lot more power than I'm used to.
Yep.
Blame the baseballs or not, that's the truth.
And then I think the big knock on the Indians was how bad that outfield is. And Tyler Naquin is now batting .280.
And you acquired Yasiel Puig, serving a suspension. And
who in 11 games is batting 357.
And Framil Reyes, who was terrible and then hit a home run the other night and might maybe starting to get a little bit hot for the Indians. But they acquired outfielders, which they needed badly.
Yeah, Kipnis got hot for a week or so. So that's going to help. I think that's the big thing, is that the pitching knew was going to be there, but the bats finally woke up. Mercado has been such an exciting influx into this team, because it was a decently touted prospect, but somebody that kind of came up due to necessity, and he has played really well. He's had a couple walk-offs, which, you know, is going to make the fan base, you know, really exciting. I think the real big key for this team is going to be, can this hitting keep going, and what does Corey Kluber look like, who threw to live batters? He's going to throw in a AAA game in like a day or two, something like that. And Carrasco is probably 2 weeks behind him. What's that pitching staff going to look like?
Now, Carrasco wasn't pitching well before he went on the IL, right?
Well, that's because he has cancer, Mike. So thanks for being a jerk.
Just asking a simple question.
No,
thanks
he wasn't.
For burying me.
No, he wasn't pitching well. So that's going to be a big thing. Does Kluber come back and pitch well? Does Carrasco come back and pitch well? No, he had a really, really rough early start of the season before he was starting to kind of come around, but then he took a, you know, line drive off the forearm that he pitches with, so that's broken. So I think with them, it's going to be that. But I think the reality is just, what is this Twins team going to look like? Because I don't think any of us thought they'd be as good as they were. Their offense for two-thirds of the season so far looked amazing.
Dude, their offense is incredible.
They just keep hitting home runs, and it's everybody. It's not just Nelson Cruz hitting bombs. It's
who is now hurt, by the way.
It's everybody contributing. But we were really hoping they might go after Dallas Keuchel, because we knew they needed a starter. They didn't get Dallas Keuchel. We knew they needed bullpen help. They went a little bit after Craig Kimbrell, didn't get him.
They went with two lower-tiered guys in the trade market with Romo and Dyson.
So I'm interested, is this just Indians keep doing your thing and watch the Twins fade?
I mean, maybe.
Or are the Indians a team you don't want to play?
Well, it's kind of the same thing there, but
no, yeah, no, because
I don't want to play the Indians, because their starting rotation, if pitching well, is really good. But on the Twins side, if I want to speak positively about them, is in a playoff series, the depth of your rotation is a lot less important. They do have two arms at the top of their rotation that are good enough to win a playoff series, and Jose Berríos and Jake Odorizzi, who Odorizzi pitched really well in the start of the year. He's been kind of slumping a little bit recently, but they're two really good starters that in a playoff series, if they hit like they do, can easily win the Twins a playoff series. So they're even, and it's proven in the standings right now. They've gone through their swings. They both have weaknesses, but I think they're even, and it's going to be really interesting. How many times do they play each other the rest of the year? 3, 6? I'm going to be interested to see those series, to see what happens, because those are going to be, in my opinion, the deciding series between those two teams in the AL Central. For me, it's one of the more interesting tops of the divisions in baseball left.
I think we'll end on this before we get going. I think if you are not a Central fan, I think it's safe to say the Astros will most likely finish with the best record in the American. If you're the Yankees, you'll play the winner of the Central. As a Yankee fan, who do you want?
Twins, because of the history there. If I'm going to take the history out, I'd probably say the Indians, because they don't hit as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scarred from that Twins-Yankees series from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where it was like 13-12 every single game.
Just guys hitting bombs. One goes over the other. And
It was terrifying to watch.
Good television.
It was. I mean, sort of, but it also kind of got to be obnoxious at a certain point.
Yeah.
With the Yankees pitching staff being a question mark, I'd rather face the team who doesn't hit as well, and that's the Indians. So that's, but with the history the Twins have against the Yankees, which is losing no matter what in the playoffs, I wouldn't mind seeing the Twins either. But if I'm picking without that, I would say I'd rather see the Indians, because they just don't hit as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, when we come back, it's easier to fire a hitting or a pitching coach than to reassess everything that's going on. And the Phillies made that choice. We'll get into the Philadelphia Phillies and an old name, an old-timey baseball guy comes back into the fold. And we'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
I think this may be the first time that Patrick Harris has missed the start of a segment a la Isaac Ropp, as I just saw him sprinting down the hallway. Wasn't even in the bathroom. Wasn't even in the bathroom hallway, and he was late to the segment. There's been times where Ropp's been late, and he's like, oh, sorry, got caught up in the bathroom. You can't even use that excuse.
Sorry, there was it's the beauty that is the Willamette. I was gazing at the...
Were you actually just standing in the kitchen staring out the window?
The greatness, you know, as I could see the turds floating at the top of the great poop-filled Willamette.
And there probably are turds because there was a giant sewage spill last week.
Probably. I remember there was a time when somebody said, a study came out from the city that was like, hey, the Willamette is actually in good shape right now. It's like, we have seen a 25% increase in water quality in the Willamette. It's okay, guys. Everything's great.
You are at acceptable levels of poop in your Willamette River.
And I was like, 25%? Well, I mean, like, that's a long way to go from nothing.
From 100% poop to now 75% poop?
Yeah, when, like, things suck really bad, you know, I'm really excited that things are better. But they still suck.
Well, and then there was the sewage spill, so they're probably back at 100% poop
now. And so I felt it was really necessary for me to stare out at the great Willamette. And I haven't been here for a few weeks.
Here's what I think happened. Patrick was in whatever room he was in, and he was texting. He was looking down at his phone. And then in whatever room he was in was a music box that was playing the station. And as he heard the liner play, this is the Hot Corner, he went, ah, bleep, and sprinted down the hallway as fast as he could.
You know, yes, that is 100% what went down. I was like, yeah, I can see how you think that, but no, this is actually, no, that's 100% it. It's a good thing nobody out there is listening, right?
Right. That's it's a good thing also that both of us were not out of the studio. Because that was one of my heavy metal bumpers right there. That's just playing for a minute and a half, and everyone's like,
It was a minute and a half?
Well, the bump music is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, are the speakers in the station, are they on delay?
No. What I'm saying is,
because I know there's a delay to everybody else.
If both of us were out of the studio, that could have played for a minute and a half, and all of a sudden it's just like really heavy metal for a minute and a half. No, you were about 30 seconds to 40 seconds late.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
How many times have I ever done that?
That's what I was saying is, this is the first time you've ever done that.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was running down the hallway, so I couldn't hear anything.
Although by the time you got to the door, I was saying how you're pulling an Isaac Ropp and missing the beginning of a segment.
Does that mean I will eventually be the host of the number one sports show in Portland?
Maybe.
So I should just show up 10 minutes before the show, be late, and piss off GM bro, and I will be Isaac Ropp.
You already show up 10 minutes before the show, and you are now late. Just got to get on Neil O'Shea's bad side. It should be easy. Just wear a 1080 The Fan shirt around him, and he'll hate you. Look out,
Isaac Ropp. Coming for you. Although I think Big Sook would just, like, eat me. Hey, Jason, we've decided this guy is now your co-host. Om nom nom.
Why?
Because I'm scared, because I'm small and he's big.
Nom nom nom.
I'm scared.
I was going to make a joke about hobbits, but I decided against it.
Thanks, man. I got big feet and I'm a little sensitive about them. Did you see Trevor Bauer got lit today?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Well, now you're going to hate Trevor Bauer? I thought you loved Trevor Bauer.
I like Trevor Bauer, but he don't play for my team anymore.
Are you going to root against him now? Come on.
No, I'm not rooting against him, but
Did you hear that? Yeah, he got lit up. You're rooting against him.
I'm not rooting against him.
You're rooting against him.
I'm rooting for the trade. It's like whoever we get for Frankie Lindor better be like the next Ken Griffey Jr. or I'm going to be really mad.
Unless Frankie Lindor turns into a bad player wherever he goes.
Then I'm going to be so sad. He's so good. And he's so friendly. Look at his smile. I love him.
Also, the Mets just blew it. It's 4-2 Braves.
I know. They suck. Come on, Mike. I'm trying. You know me. I'm trying to be a positive guy with baseball. I'm trying to believe these guys can actually do something.
Yeah, but you give me
the
crap.
Dumpster fire that is the New York Mets.
You try to give me crap for being a Mets hater, and you're like, yeah, they suck.
Yeah.
They were just trying to tell me how good they were.
Oh, man, they're bad. Which doesn't make any sense.
Of course it does.
They got Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil. They got Robbie Cano. I'm joking. That was made up.
They got Wilson Ramos.
Ooh, I like Wilson Ramos. They got Noah Syndergaard.
Michael Conforto. J.D. Davis.
You know, I've never been a Conforto guy.
Ahmed Rosario.
I've never been a Conforto guy. And you were like, he's having a career year.
Do
batting
they still have Kaz Matsui?
Ooh, nice.
How about that pull, huh?
Nice.
When's the last time you thought about Kaz Matsui? Remember how great he was supposed to be?
I saw they got Joe Panic today.
Ah, yes, I did. I thought it was crazy the Giants let him go, but he's been really bad the last few years.
Well, he was a hot prospect, and then he sucked, so they were like...
He had one good year.
So they were like, eh.
Well, they also traded for Scooter Gennett.
Yeah, so. Enjoy your World Series ring. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
We didn't get to anything we wanted to.
Nope, not at all. All right, when we come back, Mike, we've got Fair or Foul at the bottom of the hour. Which is always fun because it's usually like a trivia style. Don't come at me with Cy Youngs and pitchers because you know I dominate that. But coming back in the top of the 8 o'clock hour, I want to get into this tweet Mike saw about the Baltimore Orioles because I think that is quite interesting. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.